governor showing his anti-business approach to Illinois, enforcing businesses and punishing businesses if they do not enforce the mask requirement within their stores. You know, I could go in the store and not wear a mask, and someone see me and call the local authorities, and the police show up, and after the first two warnings, I understand it becomes a Class A misdemeanor on that business. And that Class A misdemeanor can range, come with a $250 to $2,500 fine. So, you know, it's putting our small businesses, and putting all of our businesses in jeopardy of being, you know, part of a law enforcement agency themselves of enforcing the rules. So it puts, once again, our businesses in an unfair position.
So you would like to see JCAR do what then on Tuesday?
Well, I would like to see JCAR vote this down and not allow these rule changes. And I would encourage people to reach out to JCAR, reach out to the members, and tell them what your stance is. And, you know, this, we were successful back in May. If you remember, the governor was going to start throwing business owners in jail if they didn't comply with his rules. And we were able to stop that because of grassroots effort. Now he's trying to come back around through the authority, the emergency rule, to impose it immediately and then have the longing rules placed within the IDPH rules. So, you know, we need to get motivated, get active, and call the JCAR members and ask them to vote no